Thanks to Goodyear Auto Care, the best place to service your car. We now have author Andrew Tropling talking about a new book, A Wellness Puzzle. Andrew, we've been waiting for this like 5 months.
I know.
I'm so excited.
I just had a quick look at it. It's great.
Hang on, Andrew. Are we literally like one of the first bunch to get one?
Yep.
Oh my God.
I've only had it just over a week.
It is actually a beautiful book.
Thank you.
And it's not one of those books about wellness that's just full of pretty pictures. There are no pictures.
Oh, no, there's some diagrams in there, but not many.
Which I like. So you actually have to read it to learn.
I know. Some people like that. Some people don't. But thank you. Yes, I'm excited.
Has it been a long journey with this book? What inspired you to write this
one? Well, look, I'm, as you know, my life's work really over the last 30 years has been trying to help people with their health and well-being. And I think over the last probably 5 years, I think I'm getting my head around it.
I do too, because, you know, I know a lot of people. I've met a lot of people. I'm very old. I've met a lot of people across a lot of spheres of life. And honestly, you and your wife are two of the most beautiful and happy people I've ever met.
Thank you.
So whatever it is that people are looking for, I do believe that you found it.
Thank you. And look, I see people that want to be healthier, yet, you know, and here we are in the 21st century, start of 2019, and it's not getting better.
No.
You know, people aren't getting healthier, leaner, fitter. We're getting sicker, if anything. And I really think people are looking for health and weight loss and whatever you want to call it. They're looking for it in the wrong places.
Yeah.
You know, they're looking for it. They think, I go to join a gym, everything's okay. If I do a diet, I'll be okay. You know, if I buy that product that says, you know, no added sugar, everything's okay. They're looking in trashy magazines. I just think they're going to their doctors. I just think people are looking in the wrong place. And
I find it funny that when they say no added sugar, it doesn't necessarily mean it doesn't have sugar.
No.
Yeah,
it doesn't have any added sugar.
But it's also got other thing artificial.
Yeah.
You know, and I really believe we all hold, I think people are always looking elsewhere for the answers when we hold the answers inside. We have the answers to optimal well-being in ourselves, because it all starts with, you know, and I talk about it in the book, it starts with a thought, and it starts with, what do I want? How do I want to live? It's about questioning what you're doing and the results you're getting.
So that's in the book, right? Because I do believe as well it starts mentally. I believe that your external self is a reflection of
your... Absolutely, 100%, Nicola. Mm. That is it, because I'll tell you what happens. And the first... See, the wellness puzzle, there's 7 pieces I talk about in the book. And the first 2 are all mindset pieces. That's what it is, because at the end of the day, everything we end up with, the way we look, the way we feel, the results we end up with, if you track it back, starts with a thought, okay? We get to choose our thoughts. The thought leads to an emotion, right? Every emotion, good or bad, will have an impact on our physical health. Positive emotion, you said, and thank you that Laura and I are happy. We are happy. And one of the reasons why we're happy is because we choose to be happy.
Yeah.
And that's a choice.
Yeah.
And happiness is a positive emotion which does an enormous amount of good to our body in terms of the hormones, in terms of our DNA, in terms of a whole range of things. On the flip side, resentment, bitterness, anger, fear, doubt, anxiety, what it does is it shuts down our immune system. In an instant, as soon as you feel bitterness, anger, your immune system shuts off.
But isn't that cruel? Okay, so bitterness and anger, right, you're in control of that. So if you're a bitter, angry person, then good luck to you. But when it's not your fault and you're stressed, and then on top of being stressed, your immune system breaks down and you become really quite ill. It's so unfair.
I know, it is. So what you've got to do is you've got to look at stress and anxiety, because I've always been, my history is I'm quite an anxious person.
Wow, you don't say
really?
That.
Really?
Yeah.
I've worked
very hard
on... There's a lot
on,
of stress in being a footballer.
But, you know, it's not even about being a footballer. It's about, you know, trying to be seen, be approved, be accepted. And I think people deal with that stuff every single day, right? Like, we all want to be accepted. We live in a society where you don't want to be ridiculed. You don't want to be told you can't do it, you're no good, all that sort of stuff. And I've dealt with that as a kid. And what I realize is anxiety is just anytime you feel anxiety or stress, you're thinking about what you don't want.
Yeah.
You think about it. If I wake up in the morning anxious.
Focusing on that,
exactly. If I wake up in the morning and I'm anxious, there's something going on in my head, either consciously or unconsciously. I'm thinking about what I don't want. It might be I don't want to go to work. I don't want to go to the dentist and get my tooth pulled. I don't want to da-da-da-da-da. And that's where the anxiety lies. So I've learned now that if I feel a negative emotion, I capture it. And I go,
well,
what,
that's the thing. You have to deal with stuff. People are in denial, and that this stuff eats away at them in their subconscious instead of going, you know what, I actually do have to deal with that today.
Absolutely.
Is it fear, Andrew, that initiates some of that negative emotion?
Well, fear is an emotion. And again, fear is triggered by a thought of what happens if I do this and I...
And you tend to imagine the worst stuff, right? So if I face up to this, all this bad stuff's going to happen, instead of thinking, correct, I can face up to it and make good stuff happen.
And I can think, well, what's the positive that will come out of this? Or you know, when we fear to go to the doctor to get maybe a diagnosis, we think about what's going to happen, but rather than think, isn't it going to be good that I know and I can deal with whatever the situation is? Mm. That leads to an emotion of empowerment and maybe determination.
I agree, yeah.
So that first thing in the wellness piece is understanding that emotion is the thing that's causing most problem for people.
Yeah.
And understanding that we generate our own emotion by the thought we choose. Mm. So if you can start, the first step is change that, because that changes everything. It's incredible that, I'll give you one example. My Hungarian great-grandmother, and I think I've spoken about her before, she lived to 90, Hungarian great-grandmother, lived to 97. She smoked a carton of cigarettes every week. She drank brandy every day, and she ate rich Hungarian food, and she lived to 97. And the reason is because she was grateful for every day.
Oh.
She was a happy person. She looked at the positive side of life.
Yeah.
Where on the other hand, you see people, why do you see people in their 30s, 40s, 50s end up with cancer and heart disease
and sickness and
anxiety and stress and depression and suicide and all this sort of stuff? Because the most important thing we can do and control is our thinking. When we get our thinking right and our emotions right, guess what happens? We make better choices.
I think bravery has a lot to play in it too, because I've had to face some pretty major things recently. Breakdown of my marriage, I'm sure everyone's aware, and all that kind of stuff. And you get to a point where you just feel sick in the stomach and you think, I can't do this, I can't handle this, I can't cope. But then when you've done it, like, you know, it's not going to get done until you do it.
It's an achievement.
And I'm past it, and you've survived and you've achieved it. God, it's amazing. Yeah.
It's also a domino effect.
Absolutely.
What you're describing.
But also, look, understand, and I'm not saying that you can stop negative emotion. The reality is what you've been through, Nicola, you are going to experience that negative emotion. So what you do is you control your thoughts as much as you can, and then you do everything you can from a nutritional point of view, from an exercise point of view, to negate the effect of stress and emotion
on the
body. That's
what I did.
You asked me before, Eddie, what's cortisol? Well, cortisol is a hormone that's created as soon as your body's under stress.
Mm.
So when you're anxious, stressed, fearful, any sort of stress on the body, your body produces cortisol, which is a stress hormone. Now, cortisol increases blood pressure.
So destructive.
It increases blood sugar levels. It's preparing, it's a fight or flight hormone. This is one of the biggest issues today is cortisol. It leads to diabetes, it leads to heart disease, it leads to
body fat. And the only thing that can control it is us, right?
We control it, but also nutritionally you can control, to an extent,
you can help.
Cortisol. You can control most things with good nutrition. We know that.
It sounds a bit Jane Fonda, but I decided to run it out. That's what I did. I ran out of stress.
Well, that's another great way to relieve stress is exercise, a fantastic way to relieve stress. So there's lots of things to do. But in the book, I cover off on 7 pieces of the puzzle that I believe, like a puzzle.
Are crucial,
if you
right?
don't put all the pieces into a puzzle, it's incomplete, right?
Yeah.
That's what I want to say, Andrew, because there's so many things out there at the moment in the media space that is, you know, whether you run or whether you eat potatoes or whether you eat
because they're all
food,
selling their own thing.
They're all single issues, aren't they?
You've got to put it all together.
And that's where the book is fantastic. And you've got to tell people how to get it.
Well, the book will very quickly, it's not actually officially launched yet. It will officially launch in Feb, but it will be available in all bookshops. It'll be available on all online.
Can they get it in the UK, Andrew?
They should be able to get
online.
It online.
Yeah.
And it's obviously available on my website, which is andrewjobling.com.au. That's Jobling.
And I would advise everyone to go to that website.
So that website again, Andrew?
andrewjobling.com.au.
Yeah, we should put Andrew's website up on our website.
Absolutely.
I'm going to read it this week, and then I'll give you a mini review next week.
Oh, that'll
week.
Be good. Yeah. Thank you.
Well, Andrew will be in 2 weeks' time, and we'll be able to talk about
He's
it.
He's not allowed to review it himself, though.
Well, he might say it's all right.
He's a little bit biased.
I reckon it's a conflict of interest
I reckon
there.
It's pretty good.
I don't mind it.
Yeah, no, actually, not a bad read.
I reckon this is my favourite. This is the one I really believe. I'm passionate about this.
I know you've worked for a long time on this one.
I want to put this into the hands of people that need it, want it, will read it, and will act upon it.
I actually think this should be a TV show. I'm not even kidding.
Well, let's do it, Nicola, you and I.
Yeah, I really do. I think you should be on television helping people. I think you're a bit of a guru.
Why not? What a good idea.
Yeah.